Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Cork Today replay on
C103. Off to the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Med Group, where Jane Pickett, our resident vet, joins us. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And Trish in Blackpool, who obviously is a dog owner, is just a little bit concerned about all of the dogs that are coming in from Ukraine. And she is wondering about rabies. And should we, as Irish pet owners, should we be talking about getting additional shots for our dogs in case they come in contact with, you know, some of these Ukrainian dogs that might be carrying in diseases?
Yeah, obviously I can understand her concern. It's a, you know, it's a very difficult situation, and obviously the ongoing humanitarian crisis within the UK has meant that a number of dogs have fled with the people refuging and seeking refuge in our country. And I suppose we obviously it all happened very suddenly. It's very difficult to plan for a situation like that. So normally when pets would move from country to country, there's very stringent kind of restrictions in place as regards rabies vaccination and ensuring the blood tests are done to make sure that the body's response to the rabies vaccine has been adequate. But obviously, in some cases, that would have been in place. But obviously, given the urgency of the situation, some pets have travelled without that being in place. And I suppose Europe-wide, that has kind of been the more or less the norm within the EU, that, let's say, exceptions have been made, given that this is an exceptional and very sad circumstance. So there's no getting around the fact it's not ideal. But I know that, you know, there's measures in place to ensure that these pets are being brought up to date with their rabies vaccines and other treatments that are required to kind of avoid the import of exotic diseases such as rabies. I suppose there's no getting around the fact that there is an element of risk involved. However, in a difficult situation, the best is being done to try and ameliorate that risk.
Yeah, and I know I was only reading this morning that obviously refugees are allowed to come in with their pets and they don't need the usual documentation. But they have all been asked to pre-notify the Department of Agriculture that they're coming into the country with a pet, and then a period of quarantine is required at the location where the refugee is staying. So it's not that the department are just opening the floodgates and, you know, saying bring in your dogs and cats. They are doing a period of quarantine, so hopefully they'll all be
okay. to my knowledge, at the moment is a home quarantine policy for a period of time depending on the health status of the pet at entry as regards what let's say preventative treatments they would have in place. So it's very much on a case-by-case basis is my understanding. As to how long that period of quarantine is as regards, let's say, your own dogs and your own pets, I suppose, let's say, blanket vaccination in this country with rabies vaccine is, you know, it's a difficult step to take, as it were. It wouldn't be something I would say for a pet if they're in contact with lots of other pets, or if your particular area, let's say, has a number of pets that may be in that situation where they have entered with, let's say, not all of their documentation in place, given the urgency of the situation. You know, like if you were traveling or going on the continent, you'd have to have a rabies vaccine for a pet passport. So if it makes you feel safer in discussion with your vet and a risk assessment, then that is an option for you. It's not something that at this juncture I would be rushing out to do en bloc. But obviously it's a very dynamic situation, and things change as
it's
time
very
passes.
Fluid. Yeah, it's very fluid.
Yeah.
OK, Breatha, and thanks for that, Trish. Breatha in Clonakilty says, my 2-year-old rescue collie cross spaniel, fit and healthy, thank God. However, he has an underbite at the bottom, on the bottom teeth, and they look like they're growing straight upwards. Now, it doesn't seem to be bothering him, but I am now starting to see a plaque build up. He's also a very messy eater, but we absolutely adore him. My question is this something that we should and can get fixed, or are we worrying about nothing? An underbite.
an underbite. That's an interesting one. So kind of changes in conformation between dog to dog, very much like people to people, our faces and our mouths and our jaw structure is all different. And that can be the case between breeds, but also within breeds in dogs. And sometimes that does have an impact on the layout of their teeth. So an underbite is a classic example. Now, sometimes slight underbites don't cause any major issues, but it really just depends on your dog's particular placement of the teeth within his mouth. Sometimes with underbites, we do get kind of rubbing lesions, almost where the bottom incisors, so the bottom front teeth, will cause problems because they will rub on the soft palate, or the hard palate of the upper part of the mouth behind the front teeth. So it can cause problems on the opposite side of the mouth, depending on your pet's conformation. What I would say is, there are other causes of kind of an underbite. So sometimes we can have dental issues with how the teeth erupt, which may lead to issues and may give kind of an underbite appearance. In some cases, there are things that can be done as regards either extraction of the teeth or manipulation of the front of the mouth to let's say, reorganize things into a more comfortable bite. But it is very much on a case-by-case basis. A lot of pets will live comfortably with an underbite. It's not quite normal, but there's a lot of it out there. I would say that, you know, if you have tartar buildup on the teeth at this stage, it's probably time to discuss with your vet regarding having an initial dental done, because it's, you know, it's only a hop, skip and a jump from initial plaque and tartar buildup to overt gum disease and, you know,
and then you're into big problems. Yeah.
So I would say this is an opportune time to discuss with your vet about getting a dental done. And whilst your pet is asleep for the dental, they may be able to fully assess the situation and the lower jaw and see, well, is it causing any knock-on impact on the rest of the mouth? Is there anything that can be done, or is that just normal for him and he'll live with it fine? So I think Now is a good time to get it checked out.
Okay, Sheila says, could you please ask Jane, when my 10-month-old Jack Russell bitch has a drink of water, does she burp a couple of minutes later and then throws it back up? She's fine with food. It's only happening with water.
Oh, okay. If she's drinking a lot very quickly, particularly with cold water, it may be that she's just literally bolting it down and her stomach is sitting there receiving all of this water going, what is going on? And then it will just decide to evict whatever water is in the stomach. If it only happens with water and it only happens after she really drinks a huge amount very quickly, then it could just be that the stomach is not tolerating it. If this is a usual thing for her, it may just be that she's just doing a little bit too quickly. But if this is a change for your pet, if this is not something that they've done before, or if it starts happening with any other type of thing, like when they're eating food or if they're in any way otherwise unwell, then I would really say there's a strong indication you need to take them to a vet for an assessment, because obviously stomach problems, be they from stomach ulcers to things stuck in the stomach, dogs are, you know, very good at eating things they shouldn't. There are a number of things that can cause vomiting or a reaction like that, but one of those things is bolting food or bolting water, so drinking quickly.
And reading it looks like it's fine with the food. It does look like it's been happening all the time. Just obviously drinking too quickly. How do you get a dog to slow down? Put less in the bowl?
Yeah, I suppose free access to water is something that I would always recommend. I wouldn't recommend restricting water. That's not a solution in this case. With bolting of food, it's much easier to sort, actually, because you can use puzzle feeders. So kind of feeders that have lots of grooves so that your pet has to kind of sniff and nose and lick the little bits of food out. With water, it's a lot more challenging because obviously, you know, it's not necessarily amenable to a strategy like that. Now, you could get a puzzle feeder and put water in it. It might slow them down just because the water may fall into little pockets within the puzzle feeder. I think if it is a genuine and regular problem for your pet, though, I think it may be safest to visit your vet and just get them to rule out that there's any issue. And then I would suggest if your vet decides that there's no issue, in consultation with them, they may have some suggestions, but potentially try a puzzle feeder, but fill it with water and that may slow things down.
Okay. And someone else is saying warm weather this weekend, a reminder to all pet owners to have water available. Okay. As always, thank you for that, Jane. We'll chat next Thursday. Thanks for joining us.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Good afternoon to you. That is Jane Pickett from the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket. It is part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group and she will be back with us next week.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.